He was wonderful. He made it possible for me to study in the House of Lords Library, British Museum Library. I mean, I worked that out because I had papers, but I left them in New York. I was so excited over the trip. I'd been here before, but this was such a nice part of it. And when we went to this place for dinner, of course everybody was dressed, you know, their last knots and everything. I had on all I had to. But I didn't have much with me, though, because I was over there to study. But my brother, while I was in the service, he went in. I wrote Lord Esmond Gordon Lennox about my brother. And he hooked a station outside of London, but he went into London occasionally. Not too frequently, but he did go in. And this particular time, he went in to meet this Lord, called the whole name. And while he stood at the place that he was to meet this man, who was late to the appointment, Lady came by and said, "Who is my compatriot waiting for?" And he told him, and he said, "Would you dare have lunch with him when you would have lunch with me? I'm an American myself." And so he said, "Well, I wouldn't consider it." So he just walked off with her. They had lunch. When he was in a hospital in Augusta, he was there 3 years with his broken foot. And so Lady came to America, and she telephoned him from New York. They sort of kept in touch after that. And she flew down to see him at the hospital.
Very nice.
And by the way, since you're from Savannah, she says, "Savannah is a lovely city in this nation, but it's a beautiful city with a dirty face."
Yeah, I've been there ever since I was 5 years old.
And she said, and this commander of the hospital there said, says, "Now, Captain, I want you to meet Lady, but for goodness sakes, be clean and tidy, and I'll have this hospital shining." I don't want to say that we're
talking.
Maybe
that's
for
old
Savannah.
Oh,
I love Savannah.
Oh,
yeah.
I do too.
Most history.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we better get back to our little animal.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back that smells bad?
The nice skunk.
Okay. What do you call a little creature that's about, as big around as a baseball, that hops along the ground, and it lives near water?
Toad.
Okay.
Toad frog. We don't call this toad frog, toad frog.
Okay.
My daddy is a veterinarian in Macon. When he was a little thing, he went across the street and asked him to the neighbors, and "Miss, have you seen my pet snake?" "Get out of here, Ben. What are you doing with a snake? Where'd you have it?" "Had him a shirt." And she said, "Get out of here, don't come back and quit talking to me about frogs and about the snakes." And when he left, a green frog jumped out of his pocket. He pointed his arms, "Come back and get this frog."
Well, what do you call a little one of these that makes a chirping noise?
Cricket?
Well, it's something that looks like it's the same shape as a toad frog, but it's smaller. Or do you make a distinction?
I don't make a distinction.
Okay.
I hear them croaking all that.
Okay.
I mean, when I'm near a creek or something.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Well, they usually call it earthworms, or I call them baits.
Okay.
Because we, in childhood, we use them for baits on them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're fine for fertilizing soil, I guess you knew that.
Yes, I did. What do you call large worms that are used for bait?
Well, they're worms too. I guess worms, I guess. Uh-huh. Bait worms. I don't know, worms. Oh. I wouldn't bait a hook, though.
No, I won't have anything to do with them either. What do you call an insect that sends out light on and off in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
Okay. And what do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes? Sometimes you might see one sitting on a clothesline, even, or on a post, but most of the time they live around water.
Snake doctor?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I thought of these things.